Morning, we're celebrating the anniversaries of January 5, the day that we met Pepe Le Pew in 1945, and it was love at first sight.
It is love, love, love at sight first. No, is it not? No, yes?
Diana Ross and the Supremes recorded their signature hit on January 5, 1965. The first one-day international was played on this day in 1971. It was put on after the first 3 days of the Ashes test at the MCG was washed out, so organisers decided to play a one-off 40 overs each match.
They must have got together and said, well, look, let's do something for the people.
I always remember Sir Donald Bradman standing on a bench in the dressing room and addressing players from both sides.
And it was in 1998 that singer-songwriter, entertainer, politician and former husband of Cher, Sonny Bono, died at the age of 62 in a skiing accident.
Most of what I am today I owe to luck.
I got you, babe. Birthdays, actor Robert Duvall is 87. His acting career has spanned nearly 50 years, from classic movies The Godfather, MASH and Apocalypse Now, to the 80s TV miniseries Lonesome Dove.
I'm Captain Augustus McCrae. This is Captain Woodrow F. Carr.
Athol Guy from The Seekers is 78.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free.
Actress Diane Keaton is 72. As Woody Allen's girlfriend, she appeared in a number of his comedies, including Annie Hall.
Oh, well. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
Aussie comedian Marg Downey is 57, best known for her characters on Fast Forward.
Janelle here, and I'm talking, of course, to Chenille from Chenille's Institute Devotee and House of Hair Removal.
And Bradley Cooper is 43. He's in the Hangover movies, The A-Team, American Sniper and Silver Linings Playbook.
The only way you can meet my
crazy was by doing something crazy yourself. Thank you. I love you.
There's some of the things we're remembering on January 5.